I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Friday, the 31st of July, and from Radio Info's On This Day, birthdays for Amelia Fox, former Home and Away actor Greg Benson, and Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart, and welcome to the Morning Briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Well, it's not often that partnerships in radio last for decades. For nearly 30 years, Ross Stevenson and John Burns have been the kings of Melbourne radio, helping keep 3AW at the top of the ratings. Today, that partnership comes to an end with John Burns retiring.
I remember when I was offered this job, I said, I'm the luckiest bloke in the world, which I am. And thanks.
No worries, I'll give you some time to compose yourself.
The pair first worked together on the Melbourne community station Triple R as Lawyers, Guns and Money. In 1990, they jumped ship to 3AW, working with Dean Banks, who subsequently retired in 2001. Burns had been a working barrister in the early days, but after Banks left the breakfast team, he concentrated full-time on radio. Lucky he did, as he and Ross Stevenson have ticked up 147 consecutive ratings wins in the Melbourne market. Russell Howarth will be replacing Burns from Monday. Some changes on executive row at 2GB. Luke Davis is slipping into the newly created role of Sydney Content Manager for Nine Radio. Davis started as a member of Alan Jones' breakfast team and has since held senior producer positions on other shows. In his new role, he'll report to Head of Content, Greg Burns. The planned redundancies are moving ahead at the ABC, with many people expecting to get their Don't Come Monday notices before the end of the year. ABC management is blaming the cuts on the federal government's freeze to the broadcasters' funding. They say with the increased salaries and operating costs, they can't afford to keep operating the ABC as it is within its current funding. Radio Info publisher Steve Ahern has penned a detailed analysis of the ABC and its five-year plan. Steve's article is now up on the Radio Info website and makes compelling reading for anyone in the industry interested in how the ABC operates. We've been raving about Triple M's 40th birthday off and on for a couple of weeks now, but the truth is the first Triple M-branded station actually turns 40 this Sunday. To celebrate, former Triple M royalty Doug Mulray will join Moon Man in the morning to cut the cake. Throughout the 80s and 90s, Mulray hosted his infamous breakfast show on the station, which helped to drive Triple M to number one. International podcast guru James Cridlin says if you're going to create a podcast, it's best if it has a unique name. Cridlin says it's far easier for smart speakers to track it down. However, he points out that there are nearly 1.3 million podcasts listed on the podcast ranker, and some of them go by the same name. The most popular name used 637 times is No Title. But coming in at number two is Sermons, which has been used 460 times. Podcast by itself has been used as a name 234 times, which goes to show you how creative some people can be. Please tell your friends about our daily flash briefing and give us a rating on your podcast platform. You can also click that like or share button. For all the details of today's stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.